Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your market update for March 7th, 2024. So happy birthday to my wife, Carolyn. It's her birthday today, so give us some kudos down there, folks. So today we're going to talk about where mortgage rates are going, and mortgage rates are coming down. I told you we'd be in the sixes today, so what's actually happening in the background? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So we're starting to see a little bit of cracks in the foundation, but we got some fantastic news from the president, and this is all what we're going to go over today to help cure inflation to bring down those mortgage rates, because we really don't know what the heck's going on with house prices, but I can sure give you an idea what's going on with mortgage. So let's get to it. So what we're seeing right over here, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. Okay, what these are is they're a national average. Mortgage News, they're up there, and they do this survey with mortgage lenders all over the country. They ask them these five questions. The five questions are, if you had somebody buying their first house, it was a primary home and it was a single family home. I'm sure you guys are saying, well, that's most of us out here, Dan. Well, yes, but unfortunately over here, these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. So if that's you, probably where your mortgage rate is. If that's not you, I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me so we can work this out, because I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm loving to help you out. So let's get over to what the news looks like today. We're seeing mortgage rates. They came down a little bit yesterday. I said we're probably going to be in the 6% ranges today, and we are. So what's going on in the economic forecast with things so we can figure out what's going on behind the scenes? Where are mortgage rates going to continue to go from here? Are they going to uptick a little bit, stay steady, or start to decline? That's what we're working on right now. So what you're seeing right through here, the only information out today is initial jobless claims. The last reading was 217. The economists thought it was going to stay at 217, and it did. So that usually, if the economists nail it right on the button, usually what happens is the markets are just steady at the time. So let's get over to the markets here. We've seen the Dow Jones is liking this data. The NASDAQ's liking the data. Oil's coming off its peak. So let's get over to what the bond market's doing. And the bond market is loving this stuff. You can see right through here. The mortgage-backed security is up 11 ticks. And we're going to get to that in a second. But let's get over to what in the heck's going on with the economy right now. Right now, we have initial jobless claims, like I said, but the Biden administration came out yesterday and they announced something. So I want you guys to hear this right from the president's mouth, and then I want to put it into a little bit of context with you, because will this help inflation? You guys decide. So let's get over to it.
American people are tired of being played for suckers. I mean, it's one thing, no matter how much money you make, no matter how rich or poor or middle class you are, you don't like being taken advantage of. That's why today I'm launching a new strike force on unfair and illegal pricing. Crack down on companies who break the law while keeping prices high for American consumers. The new strike force will be led by the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. If you keep prices high while engaging in illegal practices that are fraudulent or unfair or deceptive or anti-competitive, we will enforce the law. We will enforce the law.
Okay, so let's put this in the context. If you're illegally price gouging people, you're going to get caught, okay? How many companies illegally increase their prices? Okay, so here's what the administration doesn't get. If you're forcing companies to pay higher wages, okay, that increases their costs. Now, raw materials, we know raw materials over the last year or two have been going up and up and up because of shortage of things, supply chain issues, and all that other stuff. So what is illegal? Okay, so let's take it another step. These companies are out there, they're pushing up their prices, which we've seen, aka inflation. They're hitting record profits. The stock market's going crazy. Are they really illegally increasing rates if, as an administration, you're requiring them to pay higher wages and other things? That's all I want to explain to you guys, because here's what happens is, what the government doesn't understand is their spending is completely reckless. Why do we have a deficit over through here at $34 trillion at this time? Because it means the government is overspending, okay? The government's overspending. That's how you have a deficit, all right? So we're going to have it $35 trillion probably within the next 90 days. So is this price gouging really going to help? Is a company going to come out and say, okay, we're going to start reducing our prices because, you know, President Biden asked us to do so? No. And the if you read the fine print or listen to the fine print in there, if you're illegally price gouging, most people, they just raise their prices and there's nothing illegal about that. So that's one thing I want to put into context. Another piece of this is what happens when the government overspends. They're sending out money for student loan debt, they're sending money all over the world. There's a lot of just basically pork programs out there that's, you know, they can't cut those subsidies for companies and people because then they'll be deemed as the party that cut all these benefits and then they won't get voted in. So, but what happens when the government overspends? Real interest rates go up. So we're forcing companies to pay higher wages. We have higher costs for all of our labor supplies. We have companies still increasing their profits. How is all that happening? Well, it's just happening because they can, unfortunately, right now. And we as consumers keep buying and buying and buying. So as long as companies are increasing their prices, it's not illegal. And as long as we keep buying their stuff at these elevated prices, and that's what the Federal Reserve's watching. They're saying, okay, guys, we need you to stop spending so much money because companies keep raising prices and we as consumers continue to buy those. And that's AKA inflation. And it's making the Federal Reserve's job really, really hard. So as you have subsidies and as you have student loan forgiveness and if you have these other packages that basically just give out free money to our public, there's no way the prices are going to come down because if you have way too much money in the system, it's going to cause inflation, folks. So what the administration is doing here is, I'll say nothing, okay? Because actually, again, think about it. If you're price gouging and you're doing it illegally, you should be, okay? And that's what he said, basically in quotes, if you're doing it illegally, most companies are not. So that's my report for today because, guys, we have an economic calendar that's basically flat today. Now, what we're going to have tomorrow is wages. This is where the Federal Reserve is going to really monitor in how much are people's wages going up because if they keep going up and we keep spending that money at these higher prices, inflation's never going to come down. So we have that tomorrow. We have the non-farm payrolls and we have the unemployment rate coming in tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be even another huge day when it comes out to data and what's happening to mortgage rates because, again, as an inflation cools, rates are going to come down. But if inflation is staying steady or maybe upticks just a little bit, you're going to see mortgage rates spike once again. So that's not what I'm calling. I'm saying, okay, government, quit spending so much and quit giving so much money away and all these perks to everybody and live within our means. And I say that same thing to you guys out there in households. If you're looking to buy a house in 2024, make sure you're living within your means. So let's get over to what the market's reaction to this is directly. So what we follow on a daily basis is right here. This is a mortgage-backed security. This bond right here is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. How do you figure that out? Well, we figure out what the bond yield is and we take that and that's the biggest portion of your mortgage rate. Okay, so what we follow here on a daily basis is right here. It's a mortgage-backed security and we follow the price. Okay, so what you need to understand is just this. This in its most simplest terms. This price of this bond is going up, rates are coming down. Okay, if the price is going down, rates are going up. We're up, well, you just saw it go from, it went from 14 to 13 to 9. So if we have an up 9 tick, you're going to probably see mortgage rates drop maybe 3-4 basis points. Let's get over to where they are right now. So we have 6.97. So we might be at 6.95 later this afternoon, but it depends on where the bond prices are going. And we're going to monitor that on a daily basis. So if you're really interested in where mortgage rates are going, a kind of a bead on where we're looking at over the next couple weeks or so, please join my channel every day so you can figure that one out. And then join us live each Wednesday so you can ask questions directly to me and Kyle Seagraves. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, you mentioned at the beginning of this video that you can help us if we're seeking a, you know, trying to get a mortgage to buy a house in this environment. Well, yes, we would love to help you. What you need to do is go to the rate update. Here's our website. Okay. What you're going to do is two things. If you've already talked to a lender and locked in your rate, you're most likely stuck with that lender. You're stuck with the lender and you're stuck with the rate. So let's just go back through here. Let's say the 52-week high and low right down through here is, what is that? We got 6.16 with a high of 8.08. So let's say you closed at a rate at 8% and now rates are in the sixes. What can you do? You can refinance. But what can you do if you're in the process and you haven't closed yet? Well, go to our website, theRateUpdate.com, and right up through here, there's going to be a loan estimate tab. What you're going to do is you're going to click that. Okay, it's going to ask you a few questions right here, and you're going to upload your loan estimate from that other lender. What I'm going to do is I'm going to analyze your quote with up to 73 other lenders and get back with you and say, okay, I can get you a better rate, I can get you better fees. Heck, I can get you all the above. I can get you a lower rate and lower fees. But if we can't, all you did was wasted a baby 2 or 3 minutes of your time uploading this into this video and into this website. Because if you're getting a better rate than I can get you, God bless you. I'll be the first one to tell you to take it. But can we beat that quote that you have? But if you don't have a quote and you'd like to reach out to us just to discuss, you know, your options on if you can buy a house in this environment or maybe an investment property or maybe even a reverse mortgage, we'd love to help you as well. So what I need you to do is right up through here, hit the apply now button. You're going to fill out a couple pieces of information. We're then going to reach out to you at your convenience and answer any other questions that you might have. And then we'll get the mortgage process rolling for you. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, I'd rather call in or maybe email you, Dan, to ask you just a specific question. Do that as well. You can scroll down to the bottom of the screen. You're going to see blogs, mortgage calculators, and everything else. And you're going to see right through here. This is our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right there, folks. So love to hear from you. And otherwise, if you're finished watching this video and you like it, all I ask you to do is do me two things. One, subscribe down below because I post every day and I'd love to, for you to watch my videos every day, just about 5 minutes so you can get a gist of what's going on in the market. And give me a comment down below. What kind of videos are you looking to find and get more understanding when it comes to real? So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Don't forget to subscribe down below and see you tomorrow.